Mali in West Africa is a hotbed of blazing electric guitar players. Two of the most amazing players died recently, and now there is new music out from both of them. Reviewer Benning Eyre says these posthumous releases are worth tracking down.
Back in 1985, a young Zani Jabate became one of the first African musicians to release a successful album in Europe. He was soon crowded out by a flood of superstar African singers, but for anyone who experienced Zani's rocking guitar tone and edgy African phrasing, the sound is unforgettable. That's a self-praising song from a new CD called Chantalao by Zani Jabate and Les Héritiers, The Heirs. Zani's accompanists here include his own son and the surviving sons of key members from his original band. Their youthful energy is part of what makes this album such a thrill, but when Zani takes a solo, it's clear who the real master is. Zani came from venerable musical stock, starting out as a percussionist and evolving into an iconic guitar player. Zani's fusion of rock aesthetics and deep African melody influenced a generation of Malian musicians, including this guy, Lobi Traore. This raw, rowdy live recording comes from an album called Boaticona, or In the Club. That's where Lobi thrived, out of the way, working class nightclubs of the Malian capital, Bamako, where he rocked ecstatic crowds into the wee hours of the night. Lobi was a little guy, 5 feet tall at most, but he sang about big things, fidelity, honesty, patriotism, and his electric guitar sound drove his messages home with conviction. Lobi was making plans to tour the U.S. with his band when he died from a heart attack in 2010, just 49 years old. Zani passed away a year later at 64. His heart also gave out, literally as he was picking up his axe to record in a Paris studio. Despite their heavy sounds, it wasn't rock and roll excess that felled these legends. More likely, it was the relentless grind of hardworking musicians in urban Africa, and maybe the share of those fragile hearts these two great pickers poured into their True Grit performances.
Benning Eyre is senior editor at Afropop.org. He reviewed Chantalao by Zani Jabate and Boaticona by Lobi Traore.
This is NPR.